USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he ordered the killing of a top Iranian general to stop a war, not to start one. But in the tense aftermath, the Pentagon braced for realization by sending more troops to the Middle East. Democrats complained that Trump had not consulted Congress, and some worried the strike made war more likely. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo argued the U.S. case with allies in the Middle East and beyond, asserting that the drone strike killing General Qasem Soleimani was a necessary act of self-defense. He asserted that Soleimani was plotting a series of attacks that endangered many American troops across the Middle East. In brief remarks to the nation, Trump said the Iranian general had been plotting imminent and sinister attacks. The U.S. has about 5,200 troops in Iraq, mostly to train and advise Iraqi forces. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says more than 3,000 soldiers are being called up from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and heading to the Middle East. USA Radio's Robin Wilinski reports.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States may take preemptive action in the Middle East. This in light of the attack on the U.S. Embassy in Iraq at the hands of pro-Iranian protesters and members of the terrorist group Hezbollah, which burned the American flag and threatened to kill all Americans inside the compound.
Presidential candidates are releasing their fundraising numbers from the fourth quarter of 2019. The fourth quarter is critical in the lead-up to the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary in early February. Bernie Sanders raised more than any of the other 2020 Democratic candidates in a single quarter with $34.5 million. The $22.7 million announced by Joe Biden was the biggest haul of his campaign so far. President Donald Trump drew $46 million. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A former first lady has landed a job in Europe. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Hillary Clinton appointed the first female chancellor at Queen's University in Northern Ireland. The former First Lady, former U.S. Senator, and former White House hopeful receiving an honorary doctorate from the university back in 2018. Now, she's not going to be paid for this job. It's largely ceremonial, and she won't have to relocate to Belfast. Her primary duties will include handing out degrees, advising senior management, and serving as an ambassador to help open doors for Queen's University. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The new year is off to a profitable start in Illinois, where the state's marijuana shops brought in nearly $3.2 million on the first day of legal sale. Illinois is the 11th state to legalize the drug. According to the governor's senior advisor for cannabis control, 37 state dispensaries made 77,128 transactions, amounting to more than $3.17 million in sales. Legalization in Illinois also means that nearly 800,000 people with criminal records for purchasing or possessing 30 grams of marijuana or less would have their records expunged. Earlier this week, Governor Pritzker granted more than 11,000 pardons for low-level marijuana convictions. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.